When you went to the doctor for a diagnosis, you wanted a prescription, didn't you, eventually? After the diagnosis was complete. Did you want it before the diagnosis was complete? Not at all. You have to take great patience to make sure, and you'll find they'll have a tendency to ask for it. But test them. I'll play the role for a second. Yeah, I don't know, it's... Do you see anything I could do, Dad? You're interested in my reaction. You feel like I might be helpful to you. Oh, I don't know, I've checked it out. Seems futile to you then, son. So you're testing him. Futile to you. And yet, what to do? What would you do if it were you, Dad? I see some alternatives I'll explore with you if you want. He's open. He wants autobiography. What? Now remember, as soon as you get into emotional material, what do you do? Get to back to empathy. What? Tutoring over there at the tech school? I've checked into that. Two nights every week, all day Saturday. Too big of a cost. Good. Too much of a price. That was excellent empathy. I was doubting the program, whether it would really help me. I think it would, son. Let me tell you the reasons why. See, you're on the same side of the problem with your son, looking over there at the problem. You're not over there in an adversarial thing, testing him, playing around with your autobiography in his life. Can you see the futility of reading chapters 4, 5, and 6 about the struggles you had in school early into this communication? Or getting into an ego battle like we had going on here, the value of high school itself? This capacity takes a lot of internal fortitude to use it. It's not just a little skill of reflecting feeling, because that comes out of a kind of an openness, a courage inside to listen in depth to other people. It's not an easy thing, but it can be learned. And that's the thrilling thing about it. And if you practice it, particularly with people who don't know you so well, you'll be amazed how they'll open up. Let me say a word about the brain. The right side perceives things differently than the left side. I've given the speech much, I've worn out my hair. The left side is the logical, reasoning, verbal side. The right side is the more creative, intuitive, sensing, feeling side. The two parts of the brain. Which part do you think we're talking about the most here? Right side. What about people that haven't developed much right brain? They'll listen almost entirely with their ears to content, to words, and then they'll get into their autobiography. Why? Because look at the strengths of probing. Keeps you in control. It's logical. It's autobiographical. But what are the weaknesses of probing? It takes control. It's autobiographical, and it's logical. The language of logic and the language of sentiment are two different languages. I'll tell you another thing. It's invasive. It invades people. At your pace and your speed. Son, what's the deeper problem? Come on, probably something's happening at school. Now, what is it? See, I have to be consistent. I'm so embarrassed by that. No, nothing's happening. I'm just telling you, Dad, that school just isn't as much worth as people are saying it is, and everyone agrees with me. Now I'm into an ego battle. Now, I also realize that most of you were very trained, skilled probers. Particularly those of you who are professional people, because probing is an excellent information gathering technique. If the problems are situational and safe. But almost all of us acknowledge we're running constantly into situations where problems are emotional and probably won't do it. You can play 20 questions to your heart's content and won't find out. Some people say, this takes too much time, Stephen. 20 questions is what takes time. A discerning empathizer can read what's happening down deep fast and show such acceptance, such understanding that the other person is given air. They feel safe to open up one more layer after another until you get to the soft inner core where I'm willing to admit my problem is that I'm flunking school or whatever the case may be. When people are really hurting and you empathize and particularly acknowledge maybe errors that you have made, make deposits of other kinds as well, You'd be amazed how fast people will open up. They want to open up. They want desperately to open up, even more to their parents than to their peers. You know why? Because their peers have more conditional love than the parents have in most cases. And they want to say what the norm says that they want to say, see? What's the macho thing to say? What's the cool thing to say? But with parents who down deep they feel unconditional love from, they're the ones that they would love to open up with if they can. If they can feel that you'll be faithful to them afterwards and stay with them and not hop all over and ridicule them, I would stay with the process. If their behavior said to me, I don't want to talk anymore now, I think I'd respect that. But maybe later that day or the next day, it's not a matter necessarily of days and weeks and months. I'd say this, that I would read the behavior a lot and affirm your motive. I sense, correct me if I'm wrong, I want to understand. The other day I was in a seminar and some training was given on listening and empathy, and I thought about my relationship with you. And I realized I haven't listened like I should listen. But I want to. It's hard for me. I may blow it sometimes, but I'm gonna work at it. I'm gonna try to give myself to it. I apologize to you, honey. I haven't been as good a listener, but I'm gonna go to work on it if I can possibly do it. Help me. You know, if you affirm your motive, it's a huge deposit. Then say, let me see if I understand. What I hear you saying is, there's two parts to empathy. First of all, the skill and the attitude. It's like an iceberg. The tip of the iceberg is the skill. The attitude is the great mass of the iceberg. Which is the most important, do you think? The attitude. Without any question. You can bomb out on the technique I'm trying to teach, and if your fundamental attitude is empathic, it'll communicate. Because what you are in the last analysis communicates eloquently. But if you do have the skill as well as the attitude, it can so facilitate the process. You lubricate it. Now, let me say a word about this skill. There's five basic stages in this empathy. If you want to learn the skill, you're learning a skill now, remember. We're just practicing it, preparing to use it. One, mimic content. What skill do you have to learn to mimic content? Listen. You listen with your ears to words coming out of people's mouth. You with me? And you're hardly even using your brain, right? You're just mimicking. Second, rephrase content. Now this time, you have to put their meaning in your words, which means what? You have to think about it, mostly the left side, see? The reasoning, logical side of the brain. The right side perceives things differently than the left side. Third, this brings your right brain into operation. Reflect feeling. Ignore content, reflect feeling. Fourth, do both two and three. In other words, rephrase the content and what? Reflect the feeling. Son, you seem very unhappy with your schooling situation. See, unhappy, that's the feeling. Schooling is the content. Yeah, I mean, there's just nothing in it. It just seems like a total waste of time. Seems like it's useless. And everyone agrees, I mean, Why hang around? I just feel like I ought to quit and get a job. I mean, it just seems to have more pluses on that side. I mean, look at the things Joe can do. Look at the money he makes. Look at the freedom he has. Kind of turns you on. But, you know, the way Joe brags about it makes you wonder, Dad. You question his sincerity. Yeah, I don't think he means it. I think he had to quit. I think anyone who quits today is nuts. You feel school's very important. It's the whole key to a person's future. I sense, son, you feel very strong about that. I don't know. Oh, boy, the way I've been around home lately. See, just healing one thing after another. I had to deal with the issue with the father or the mother on the school board, then with the whole family, then the brother, then the other parent, see? Gradually gets to wear the soft inner core. Might as well quit. But then I don't want to quit. Deeply torn about it. I mean, it can take just a few minutes if you're skilled with this. Amazingly powerful. as long as it flows out of your character. The fifth is when not to do this. When not to do this. Look, if I'm sure I understand your point, do I need to rephrase it? No. If I'm sure you feel understood, do I need to rephrase it? No. You don't insult people. You only do it when you're not sure you understand or you're not sure the other person feels understood. I might say this. With regard to this principle, seek first to understand. What's the other half of it? Then to be understood.